Welcome to the Interside Radio Program, y'all. My name's Scooter, and I'll be with you for the next 30 minutes. Well, let's just jump right into it, shall we? Rick Perry got much more than he bargained for last week. I'm sure you heard this story. But if not, you'll be surprised. And if you have, stay tuned anyway. More than he bargained for last week when he delivered a campaign speech ahead of the 2016 presidential election. The governor of Texas stopped by Dartmouth College in Hanover, New Hampshire. Now, whenever a Texan shows up in New Hampshire, which is an important primary state, it's supposed to have magical qualities. If you win New Hampshire, you know, whatever. But if you're in New Hampshire and you are a Texan, you're definitely running for president. Perry's question time, that's the Q&A section at the end of the speech, was marred when three different students asked questions harassing the governor over a stance on homosexuality and gay marriage. The students were led by one Ben Packer, a sophomore who wrote up a list of 11 offensive questions prior to the event and distributed them around campus. In the Q&A session, Packer fired the first shot of the night, asking Perry, "You dislike booty sex because the peenie goes in where the poopy comes out?" After the second question, the school's college Republican president, Michelle Niesbach, Michelle Nesbach, I'm sorry, interrupted to plead with the students to be more respectful and stop asking lewd questions. Her efforts were wasted, however, as shortly afterwards, a third student brought up that Perry has received a total of $102 million in campaign contributions during his various political campaigns. The questions were phrased in incredibly insulting ways, and I'm horrified, College Republicans President Michelle Nesbach said. We allow people to ask policy-driven questions, but when they're phrased in an insulting manner, we try to avoid that, because it just detracts from the overall political discourse we can have on campus. Spencer Blair from the College Democrats was equally offended. I think it's really disappointing that anyone would undermine a serious political event with sexually explicit questions. And neither I nor anyone from the College Democrats would ever condone such behavior, said Blair. We appreciate Governor Perry visiting campus, as we encourage any sort of political engagement and discourse here at Dartmouth. So that was the College Democrat, Spencer Blair, practicing to be a grown-up Democrat by apologizing for pretty much anything that you can think of. Just, I mean, that's what they do, don't they? Democrats, they apologize for, I'm sorry. And please don't insult any of the crypto-fascists. As I mentioned, this was from a flyer that was passed out outside the event by this character, Ben Packer. During the question and answer session, I think six of these questions actually got in over the microphone. And I can't believe that the kids these days going to Dartmouth actually pulled off a prank this sophisticated and got this much stuff out over a microphone in Rick Perry's face, and like there's nobody took a video of it and there's no audio of it. I mean, what is up? I mean, this thing would have, you know, 11 billion freaking hits on YouTube. What's up with those kids at Dartmouth? All right, so I'm going to read from the, and if you have any children in the house, wake them up and bring them in, because this is exactly the kind of humor that they laugh at. And if you're insulted by scatological humor, yeah, change the channel for a minute. So let me see. Let's put on a little 80s porn music in the background here so I can read suggested questions to Rick Perry. In 2002, you supported Texas anti-sodomy law. Do you dislike booty sex because the peenie goes in where the poopy comes out? If new documents reveal that Jesus liked to play with his own hairy hollow, would you change your opinion? I know you have been very strong on all foreign policy issues, including Somali pirates, But what is your stance on butt pirates? Given that you believe God made us intentionally to serve a specific purpose, why did he make our bungholes so sensitive and create such easy access to the prostate for great orgasms? In your campaign, you have received hard money contributions of $102 million, half of which came from 204 donors. Would you have anal sex for $102 million? You have recently been involved in a corruption scandal. Would you like to have anal sex with me later? Recently in San Francisco, you explained that being gay is like being an alcoholic. Would you like to get drunk and be gay with me? I think about six of these questions got asked, by the way. I couldn't nail down the number. I can't believe they don't have a video of that. All right, coming up next. Let's get the porn music down here. Coming up next, I'd like to celebrate my daughter's 21st birthday this month. That's usually not a radio-worthy event, getting on there and, oh, my daughter's 21, because most people who have daughters, they make it to 21. It's not a newsworthy thing. But actually, my daughter used to be a pretty big radio star around here 18 years ago, and that was when I was producing for a show called Us the Folks, which was hosted by the wonderful and talented Otis McClay, well-known to KPFT listeners, where I first started in radio. The whole audio production on a home computer thing was very new. Kind of learned it from Otis and hobbled along.
When I made these radio shorts with my daughter, Caitlin,
she was small enough. We started when she was 3 years old, and I think the last things we did, she was about six. We had a three-year run. She was small enough where I would just sit her on the desk next to the original Macintosh computer. We would both speak in a little square microphone in the front of the Macintosh, and that's how we recorded this stuff. Let's get started here. This is a Caitlin and Daddy retrospective in celebration of Caitlin's 21st birthday, so check it out.
Time to kick off your shoes, throw some cellophane on the fire, and tune in to another heartwarming episode of Caitlin and Daddy. I love you, Caitlin.
I love you too, Daddy.
So what are you doing tonight, darling?
Oh, nothing.
That's a mighty peculiar cough you got there, Caitlin.
Because I'm sick.
Because you're sick, huh? You know, daddies can look inside little girls' minds, and they can tell when you're lying. They can see all your thoughts.
No, Daddy, I'm not worried.
You can burn in hell for eternity for lying to your daddy.
No, Daddy, I just have a cough.
Don't try getting cute with me. You've been smoking that crack, ain't you?
I'm sick.
Oh, they're going to have a real good time with a cute little four-year-old blonde-headed girl like you down there in hell. You just be burning and screaming and saying, I wish I'd listen to my daddy. You ain't fooling me, little girl. I was young, too, once, you know. I used to smoke that stuff for my head injury. You going to tell me where you're getting that stuff, because that little bastard rides that blue tricycle in. I told you not to bring that scooter trash around here.
Just my friend.
They're going to have a good time with a little white girl like you down there in hell.
I can take it.
I love you, Caitlin.
I love you too, Daddy.
Good evening, folks. Time to gather around that old-time radio dial and tune in to another heartwarming episode of Caitlin and Daddy. I love you, Caitlin.
I love you too, Daddy.
Caitlin, what did I tell you about rattling that dope cough around here? You cover your mouth when you talk. How'd you like if I cut off a piece of that pretty little hair of yours and sent it down to the laboratory for analysis?
Okay, Daddy.
Don't you talk back to me.
I just have a cough.
What's that you got in your hand? You stealing my liquor?
Mommy took me to the doctor and he gave me some medicine.
The big fancy doctor's giving you medicine. Now, let me see.
Okay,
that.
Daddy.
Teaspoon four times a day, Dixon, 20. No refills.
Caffeine?
He gave you this?
It tastes like like cherries.
You know, Daddy's got has him quite a cough too. You know,
well,
Daddy smoke a lot because of all the stress.
It's stupid.
You remember what that big bird been telling you about sharing now?
No, it's for me.
Now, I don't want to bring this up, Caitlin, but it says right here, keep out of reach of children.
That's mine.
You want me to show that
no.
to Mom? You gonna share?
Okay, I guess you can have them.
That's my little girl.
Don't drink it all.
Daddy's needing more because they're bigger. I'm gonna save some.
Funny, Daddy.
Well, you look fuzzy, Caitlin.
Do you want me to put on some blues?
Put on some blues? Nah, man. Put on the Lion King.
Okay, Daddy.
I love you, Caitlin.
I love you too, Daddy.
All right, that's the first two Caitlin and Daddy's that we produced 18 years ago when she was three. Probably one of the few three-year-olds on the radio. Anywhere, right here at KPFT. Two mixed reviews, should I say, from the listeners, y'all that supported the station. It ranged from, this is the most brilliant thing I've ever heard on radio, to calling the general manager and insisting that child protection services should be contacted. So not everybody loved this stuff. I think it was because perhaps there are people who listen to this station who have been emotionally terrorized by their parents, so it kind of hit a sore spot for them. And they didn't think it was funny. So, this does not in any way reflect the points of view of the Daddy or the Caitlin. Speaking of mixed reviews, way before there was a Breaking Bad, Walter White or the Heisenberg, there was Caitlin and Daddy. And it was brought up by some listeners that three-year-olds cooking methamphetamine in the basement is not cool. Of course, now it would be cool.
Don't wait until your children are psychotic serial sex murderers to turn off your television. Cut the damn thing off and come over here to the radio. It's time for another heartwarming episode of Caitlin and Daddy.
Daddy, let's record some stuff.
I can't right now, honey. I'm working on a public service announcement here.
Can we do something when you're done?
Daddy's awful tired. I'm going to have to go to bed after this, honey.
You slept last night, Daddy. What's up?
It's been kind of dry around here lately, Caitlin.
You have just witnessed the tragedy of methamphetamine abuse in our country's nation.
You talk funny, Daddy.
That's my radio voice, honey. Now you go down and play in the lab while Daddy finishes.
Okay, Daddy.
Since Whitewater, methamphetamine abuse has been on the increase among our nation's daddies. Did you know that a small child with unsupervised access to the internet can download information on the synthesis of dangerous drugs like methamphetamine?
Information on how to fashion a low-pressure hydrogenation apparatus from a Mr. Coffee machine and 25 rolls of duct tape is quite readily available. This, following a crude anhydrous methanol extraction of pseudoephedrine from popular cold medication, can reduce this harmless cold remedy by catalytic hydrogenation with methylamine. Anyone can carry out a vigorous reflux
in hydriotic acid,
easily synthesized by scraping the red phosphorus from 500,000 matchbook covers. Phosphorus,
like iodine,
is a fundamental element. We must end the trafficking in these and other fundamental elements
before it's too late.
With only a kindergarten education, any child
can synthesize
methamphetamine
by constructing a simple laboratory in your basement without your knowledge.
And in less than a fraction of a second,
this killer drug will show up in every American schoolyard,
preying on the young victims of attention deficit disorder.
Possibly bankrupting legitimate pharmaceutical firms who manufacture Ritalin for our children's mental health.
It's ready, Daddy.
I hope it's better than that last batch you made. Staying awake for a couple of weeks on that stuff about made me psychotic.
What's wrong with this stuff? It tastes like iodine.
Oops.
I think you better try a fractional distillation next time, honey.
Under reduced pressure.
I love you, Caitlin.
I love you too, Daddy.
This has been a public service announcement from the Coalition of Friends and Citizens in partnership for the reduction of over-the-counter cold medicine in America.
And you're listening to a Caitlin and Daddy retrospective. This stuff's about 18 years old. And this is in celebration of her 21st birthday this month. Coming up next, The X-Files was a pretty popular show when we were recording this. I'm not sure why, but it was also kind of famous for being the most violent show on television. Also, cell phones were new, so that was the emergence of people spending a lot of time on television talking on cell phones. And the other thing about it was that David McKovnick, who played Agent Mumble, mumbled his way through the whole thing. So we're kind of making fun of that. So here you go.
So how you like being on radio, Caitlin?
I want to be on TV.
You can be on TV anytime you want, honey.
How?
Why, through the miracle of
radio with vision. Hold on to your credibility. Time for another ultra-violent, plotless, nail-biting adventure. Stay tuned for
The Helen Dad Files. You know, something's very strange here.
There's more to it.
Almost feels like something's about to happen.
Hold on, let me get that.
It's a matter of extreme urgency.
End
of
mumble.
Pouch, Levelmatic, Fresh, and Arrive Dad. Tear in the U.S., tear in the dead. I need to know why.
Okay.
What did Agent Mumble say, Caitlin?
I have no idea.
Look out!
Damn, Daddy!
Let's get out of here, Caitlin.
Okay, Daddy.
Whistling sound makes me nervous.
Rob.
I'll cut that out.
Sorry.
All right.
Don't have much time.
Uh-oh. Looks like we got here too late. Hold on, let me get this.
It might be a cell phone.
Yeah, Daddy here.
Fight the cross there at first.
It's Agent Mumble again.
You're an invertebrate scum suck, moral dip short of two drops of who makes it that bone dry.
All right.
What did he say?
I don't know, but he sure sounded ticked off.
There's more to it.
Something ain't right.
Conspiracy to cover up.
I can't understand him.
Look out, Caitlin.
Is this some kind of joke?
Let's get out of here, Caitlin.
Okay, Daddy.
Something very strange going on around here.
Trapped.
Don't worry about it. Something come up. All right, Agent Mumble to the rescue.
Hello.
Daddy here.
Stand by for an important announcement regarding your health insurance.
Standing by.
Your Medicaid policy does not cover sudden incarcerations or alien abduction.
What did he say?
Quiet, Caitlin. She said this is important.
This week.
Damn, Daddy.
I think I broke my cell phone. Let's get out of here.
Oh, my God. Open the door. Somebody let me out of here.
What you doing, Caitlin?
Nothing.
You gonna let him out of there?
No.
Yeah, he's a real screamer, all right.
Let's get out of here. It's that whistling sound again.
Look out! Oh, it's just small arms. I thought it was an alien or something. Go ahead and drop that bomb on him so we can get to the commercial.
I'm gonna listen with napalm.
That stuff smells terrible.
I love to smell napalm in the morning.
Smells like victory. See, now we got this gooey stuff everywhere.
What do you know about this?
It's human remains, I believe.
Alien bacteria.
Looks like roasted guts.
That's disgusting.
Alien bacteria?
It's the slime.
Polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons.
This stuff killed my partner.
I'm going to book my cell phone.
And that mumble?
Find my cell phone?
Some sort of anomaly. A mixed metaphor, perhaps.
I've seen this somewhere before.
Yeah, somebody changed the channel.
Alien bacteria. I don't think
it's a conspiracy to cover up.
I need to know why.
Like
aromatic hydrocarbons.
It killed my partner.
A matter of extreme urgency.
It killed my teddy bear.
Well, kill your television.
It's the slime.
Lay your
yeah.
I don't want to be on TV.
On your
Yeah, I know.
I want to be an artist.
Oh, yeah?
A visionary.
You will. You are. Good night. I love you, baby.
I love you too, Daddy.
Good night. God's made some decisions concerning you. If you'll hear my voice and you'll do what I told you to do, I'll supernaturally cause fear to rise up in your heart every time.
You look funny, Daddy.
I'm trying to sight this 9mm in on that 24-inch screen here. Right there on the tip of his nose there. And wait till you tell the big light. There goes one.
Daddy.
I'll be back.
Good one, Daddy.
Well, it's time for Caitlin and Daddy's mailbox.
Can I play computer, Daddy?
No, this ain't a game here, Caitlin. This is what you call software.
Microsoft?
Excuse me? Don't you bring that foul gutter mouth talk back when your mother hears you. Just keep quiet. Little girl's supposed to be sane and not that kind of language come out of your mouth with soap. You don't learn to wash your mouth out around this house. You never hear me talk like that, young lady.
Never mind.
All right, that's better.
Can I play your beard?
Caitlin, this here's like a email thing here. It's for words. It ain't had no pictures. It's a
text editor.
What?
Never mind.
Okay, let me see here.
Can I play your beard, Daddy?
Let's just do this mailbag thing for the radio, and then you can.
Okay, Daddy.
All right.
Can I play your beard, Daddy?
Just right after this. All right, now Caitlin picked out this letter. She thinks it's real funny. I don't really get it. Anyway, this is called 15 Things That You Never Hear From a Redneck. You ready, Caitlin?
Cool.
Okay, number one.
Checkmate.
Is that it? Okay. Number two. Did you mail that check to Greenpeace? Number three.
Can I play your beer, Daddy?
Caitlin, will you just bear with me on this till we get to that?
I say it first and then you say it next.
Oh, I get it. That was number three. Okay. Number four. Who's Richard Petty? That's stupid. Okay, number five.
Do you think my hair is too big?
Okay. 15 things you never hear from a redneck. Number six. These bonsai trees need watering. Number six.
Graceland is stupid.
Yeah, I don't care much for Paul Simon.
No,
number seven.
Never
my
mind.
My fiance, Paula Joe, is registered at Tiffany's. Man, that's a whorehouse, ain't it?
I couldn't find...
Hold on, Caitlin. I didn't say the number yet.
You gotta say, and I gotta say...
I got it. Number seven.
I couldn't find anything at Walmart today.
Yeah, okay. Number nine.
It's not
my turn.
I say it first and then you.
All right, go ahead.
It's not safe in the back of the pickup.
Pete's walking though. Okay, number 11. Cappuccino tastes better than expressions.
Espresso, Daddy.
All right, number 10.
We don't keep firearms in this house.
Can we get sued for that? Hold on, wait a minute. Number, never mind, go ahead.
The tires on that truck are too big.
Okay, number 11.
You can't feed that to your dog.
Must be talking about the cat. All right, number 13.
Wrestling is fake.
That's wrestling, not wrestling.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's only 12 of them, but that's it for Caitlin and Daddy's mailbox. Y'all come back and hear us now. See?
Can I play your beer, Daddy?
Yeah, go ahead. We're done.
What did you do with my subscription algorithm?
What?
Never mind. What are all these JPEGs, Daddy?
Hey, you ain't supposed to be hacking into that.
Are you talking to me? Can I say something? Constitution. You're welcome.
You know, being a radio star, it probably ain't nothing like what you think. It's a lot of hard work. You gotta all the time be sponging the beer off the microphone and clearing your throat and all that. And you know, despite the new house, new car, new motorcycle, and the climate-controlled Barbie Malibu dream house, the realistic mudslide, earthquake, and wildfire action, we're just regular folks. Hey, get that thing off that table. That there's a brand new antique, girl. Waste of a perfectly good beer, put that out. That's all right.
643,272 more where that come from. But we don't think about money around here, and I just want you to know that
Caitlin and Daddy,
they're just regular folks, just like you, only better, that's all.
I want to have my own show when I grow
up. Hey, Caitlin, come over here and say hi to all your fans.
I don't want to talk anymore.
Girl, you're going to have to come over here and talk for about 10 years, pay all this junk off.
I don't like it. It's stupid.
Get over here and sit down right now, young lady.
Okay, Daddy.
That's better.
Poo-poo head.
Hey, what's wrong with you, girl? You can't talk like that on the air. This here may contain audio images and visual sounds like you ain't seen or heard since you're 5 years old.
I'm only 4.
Yeah, and you ain't gonna make it to 5.
Pumpkin poo-poo head.
I think you're forgetting who's in charge here, girl. I'm the adult around here. I'm the one that's all grown up. Here, check this out, smarty pants. Make you sound like a damn chipmunk. How you like that?
I have to go potty.
All right. You just go on ahead. I don't need you. I'm a star here.
Okay, Daddy.
Go on about your business. I'm going to work with Ray. We'll be Ray and Daddy. That way I won't have to work with a dumb girl.
Okay, Daddy.
Ray, what do you say? You hear that? We don't need you. So what you doing, Ray? Come on, boy. Speak up. You know I named you after Ray Hill now. You're supposed to tell your life story every time you see a microphone. Tell me something. Calm down. I ain't mad. Not at you. I think what Ray is trying to say here is that he ain't had time to compile his memoirs or anything, only being around for 7 weeks. Tell us about the hospital, Ray. All right. Look, I'm sorry I brought it up. So I guess we need to talk a little bit about the future since you ain't got too much in the past going for you there. You made any career decisions yet?
That's disgusting.
Now, don't you pay her no mind. You can talk out of either end you
this
want.
This is a family show.
We don't need her. So, Ray, how about them rockets? Oh, man, this ain't gonna work. Hey, Caitlin, what do you say we record some stuff and then I'll give you that nice new motorcycle out there in the garage?
Okay, Daddy.
So it's a deal, right?
Cool.
I love you, Caitlin.
I love you too, Daddy.
Well, looks like we're out of time. Well, tune in next week for another episode of
Caitlin and Daddy.
Not bad, that's a take.
This evening's
Caitlin and Daddy
is underwritten by the people who invented information and control the means of production.
Someday the rain's gonna come down and wash all the scum off the street.
Are you talking to me? Talking to me? Who do you think you're talking to? Oh, yeah?
Wash us, scum off the street.
Who the hell else are you talking to? Talking to me?
You've been listening to the Innerside Radio Program. This and all previous Innerside Radio programs are available on the internet. Simply Google The Innerside. I hope you enjoyed the Caitlin and Daddy retrospective, the early years. Shouting out to Caitlin. Happy 21st birthday. Go Aggies. We open the program with Rick Perry gets dark mouthed with some severely scatological anal humor. From New Hampshire, my name is Scooter, and I'll see y'all next week.
Before your eyes, there's no compromise when it's time to die.
Talking to me?
Don't live your life as a deceiver. It won't be hard to tell between you and a believer.